This picture shows staff members cleaning, most likely around the year 1900. On the far right, you can see the deaconess Karin Jeken Andersson, who lived from 1877 to 1969. For the deaconesses, no task was considered too fine or too humble. A deaconess was expected to know her own worth, yet remain modest and willing to take on whatever work was needed. During the admission process to deaconess training, several qualities were taken into account. Previous skills, such as reading and writing, the ability to learn, diligence in one's duties, and a trustworthy character. Most important of all was spiritual maturity and a willingness to serve. Life as a probationary sister or as a deaconess required hard work. The daily schedule from Marie Cederhöll's time show that in winter the day began at 5 o'clock in the morning and in summer at 6. And yet, even in the 19th century, the deaconesses recognised that rest was essential in order to work well. When the deaconess Eva Berling received an inheritance, the idea of a summer retreat began to take shape. She rowed out into the Stockholm archipelago and managed to purchase a plot of land, sold at a modest price by a farmer sympathetic to Ersterdeaconie's work. By 1892, the summer home was complete. Nearly 40 years before paid holiday became law in Sweden, every deaconess was granted 2 weeks of summer vacation. For, as the head of Ersterdeaconie, Johan Christopher Bring, observed, rest too is a calling. The summer home Betania still exists today, and anyone can book a stay there for a time of peace during the warmer months.